of Accountancy. And with that, we have Mr. Walker to give us a little bit of information here to start with, and we'll kind of go from there.
Chair Jensen, members of the committee, it was a month and a half or 2 months ago that we worked the original budget for the Board of Accountancy, and we put off the work session because the committee expressed some concerns about the budget and what was happening with the complete backlog and getting the licensing renewals online for their customers. So over the past month and a half or so, I've worked with the Board of Accountancy and BAM to put together a plan so that we can get them where we need to. And that will involve spending an additional $300,000 over the governor's recommended budget. And that money will come out of their ending balance, which was more than adequate to cover the additional expenses. So the LFO is recommending a budget for the Board of Accountancy of $1,992,874 with 7 positions and 7 FTE. And I'll walk quickly through the packages. Package 101 is the IT project to implement online licensing. In the Board of Accountancy's, in the governor's approved budget, they had proposed $50,000 in professional services to bring their services more fully online for licenses and renewals. I got quite a bit of experience in IT from a procurement perspective, so I didn't really feel that $50,000 was adequate to cover the expenses and get them where they needed to. In addition, I had concerns about having a concrete timeline of when this was going to happen. So I wanted to make sure that they had adequate resources to fund this, and then plus I want them to come back to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee with their timelines and the progress that they're making so that we can make sure that they've got a sound business case before behind bringing their services online, plus that they've also considered a number of different perspectives and alternatives for bringing it online. So I recommended an additional $100,000. Like I said, come back to JLAC and report on the business case and which alternatives are considered, a cost-benefit analysis of each alternative. And then I'm recommending that the Department of Administrative Services unschedule these funds pending approval of the Joint Legislative Audits Committee. Are there any questions on the IT package? Good morning.
I hate to admit this on the record, but when did you send those out?
Send them out yesterday.
Would there be any spare copies of them anywhere? Are they? Okay. All right. Thank you. So this is the document you're reading from?
I'm reading from the work session memo that I sent out yesterday. I can get copies if you'd like.
I don't have a copy of that either.
Okay.
Get me one. I did read it last night, but I didn't print it off.
I never got a copy.
I didn't print it off either, but I will have it here momentarily.
Okay, Susan will go print copies.
I'd remind all my fellow folks you could have all of this information, you know, nicely in front of you at any time. All you have to do is find the right thing to dial up. And
there it is.
There it is. I got it. There it came. Right there. All right. By Tim Walker. Yeah. Timothy.
Some of us are supporting our local paper industry.
That's right.
I understand, Representative, and that is certainly a very worthwhile cause. I will hope that we all remember that when I bring forth legislation to cut more trees in Oregon.
What's that?
I say I hope we'll all remember that when I bring forth legislation to cut more trees.
Some of us will be speaking to it on the floor.
Oh,
Wolf Piano and Sea Lands by any chance? Wolf Piano and Sea Lands by any chance?
Yeah. Okay. We're obviously... I hope she turned the mic off, but probably didn't. So, on a temporary pause here, while we
Yes, I saw. She's got the work session memo.
Yes, I have the work session memo. Thank you.
Seems like a significant difference. I mean, if the board requested $50,000, but you're is it that much more? I mean,
I think it will be. They currently have their database, as I understand it, on a server within their location. But to get this up and using the e-government system. There is a potential it could cost more. So I want to make sure that they've got the resources they need to do this right. And then hopefully they'll be good stewards of their money and come back with a proposal that's less than that. But that's part of the reason I'm recommending that DAS unschedule those funds pending the approval of JLAC of their business case and the direction that they're going.
Okay, we're discussing, obviously, then Representative Luizio policy action, option package 101. And the comment was that it seems like quite a significant increase. Staff has explained the reasoning for that. Is there any questions on that?
Mr. Chair, would you accept the recommendation that we accept policy package 101 as recommended by LFO?
I would accept that as a motion that we, Senator Bates has moved that we accept policy package 101 as recommended by the Legislative Fiscal Office. Is there any further discussion on that? Are there any objections? Order. Could we go into policy option package 102 then?
I'm Chair Jensen, members of the committee. The policy option package 102 is to eliminate the backlog of cases that the Board of Accountancy currently has. The board has identified, I believe, 12 cases that they can get bring to an end relatively quickly with their current resources. They have some additional cases in their backlog that are more complex that are going to require some outside consulting help to help with the investigation of those packages. So the Board of Accountancy will come back to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and report on its progress as soon as JLAC meets in the interim. We're not entirely sure when that's going to be just yet, but as soon as we find out, then I'll set it up with them to come into JLAC and report on their progress. They have proposed that they can get rid of these 12 cases by the end of June. And then for the balance of the cases, we've recommended that the Board of Accountancy develop an agreement to agree or a price agreement with some outside consultants that they can access these consultants on a relatively quick basis so that they can have these investigations completed in a more timely manner. That's going to require working with the State Procurement Office to develop this price agreement. And according to projections from the Board of Accountancy, they anticipate it will take somewhere around $250,000 to finish up the balance of these cases in the backlog. And again, I've asked them to come back to JLAC and report on their progress, their procurement strategy, and the costs associated with it. And then we will. I've also recommended a DAS unschedule these funds pending the approval of JLAC to go forward with this. One thing I'm quite concerned about, though, is the ability of the State Procurement Office to respond in a timely fashion to what we want to do. This is a can be a relatively complex procurement strategy, and the State Procurement Office is a little bit short on people at the moment, so I'm more concerned about the timeline, what they're working with the State Procurement Office, than I am about the strategy itself. So I want to make sure that by coming back to JLAC that we keep our hands on what's going on and what the timelines are so that they don't slip.
Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, given that this issue, this backlog accumulation, is one of the principal problems with this budget, and it seems to me to be a management issue, I would certainly like to hear from the agency what's their plan right now. They ought to have a plan about where these, right now it says efficiently access qualified investigators. I don't even know what the minimum qualifications are to do this. And I mean, it seems to me that the management of these backlog cases should have been sort of front and center in the agency's mind right straight along up to the point of these hearings, and certainly the chair sent a clear message that this is unacceptable. So I'd like to know from the agency, what's the plan right now?
Please. Thank you, Carol.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Johnson, the agency is... my name is Carol Reese. I'm the administrator for the Board of Accountancy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Johnson, we intend to establish a pool of qualified investigators that we will use to investigate cases within each of their expertise.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I understand that. What are the qualifications for the pool of investigators? I mean, this is a kind of esoteric area. Where do you intend to get these people? What are the minimum qualifications? How will you put out an RFP? Those sorts of things. I'm just curious what your strategy is.
Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, we intend to have a continuing RFP on the state website, on the state procurement website. We also intend to send invitations to people that we know are interested in conducting investigations. The criteria, minimum criteria, will be probably 5 years of experience as an active, licensed, certified public accountant or public accountant, and then we will be looking at expertise in the various areas of the investigations that we have. For example, we'll be looking for individuals who have expertise in municipal audits and those who have expertise or governmental audits, let's just say as a generality. We'll be looking for folks who have experience in private corporation audits, in nonprofit work. We'll be looking for state and tax expertise. And we're hoping to establish a selection of individuals who will have these different expertise among them and be able to assign cases then once they have been approved through the eligibility process according to their expertise.
Thank you. One more follow-up. I agree with the LFO recommendation that to have this on some very stringent timelines with a report back to the Joint Audit Committee and hopefully a report back to whatever the iteration of this committee is going to look like during the interim and perhaps in the special session in 08. I think these backlogs in agencies are, I would certainly think, a source of considerable frustration to the people they serve. It's certainly prolonging the investigations can't be good for the people that stand accused of some kind of malfeasance. I would hope that there would be the imposition of some really tight reporting timelines and some clear deliverables.
Thank you. Senator Bates.
Mr. Chair, another concern is protecting the public here. We've gone through a lot of counting situations in the last 10 years in this country that really raised people's eyebrows up. I sense what you're doing here is trying to call in the pros from Dover in certain areas that are probably pretty difficult for a general agency to try to cover. But sometimes the pros from Dover are in cahoots with the people you're trying to look at. We've seen what it went on with Enron and whatnot. So I guess what I'm thinking here is LFO is going to have to kind of watch this over the next year and a half, 2 years, till we're back in session and see if
progress is made, not only relieving the backlog, but make sure that in relieving that backlog that the job is being done properly. And I am no expert in this area. I can barely balance my own sheets at the office. So this is an area that really gets complex very quickly and hard to follow. And I would expect you will need to bring the pros from Dover and just make sure they're not too entangled with the people you're having them look at. We don't want the fox in the chicken house. That's a real concern sometimes. So it's a matter of relieving the backlog and making sure the job is done right.
Thank you, Senator. We certainly share your... Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Bates just said what I was going to say. I'm a little bit nervous about essentially deputizing folks to go out and conduct investigations that are not going to be ongoing employees. So I think there does need to be close oversight.
Other questions or observations? I appreciate very much the observations of the members of the committee, and I certainly share them. I think the department is trying to, make an effort here to put the house in good order, and it is going to require fairly, I don't know what it's going to require, but it's going to result in fairly microscopic, observation of what's going on by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and not knowing, as Senator Johnson has already indicated, what the structure of everything will be, both in the interim and at the special session coming up. It's my expectation that if this committee is to be in operation in that special session, that this would probably be an area that the committee would want to be following up on with a report from the agency in February of 2008, if that holds. Yes.
Mr. Chair, you've touched on a very interesting point. I've had the privilege of serving on the same two subs of Ways and Means my entire legislative career, and it gives you a chance to see budgets one session to the next. I think that in some instances where people move around in committees, there's not the continuity of knowing the budget, so that you don't know that there was a very troubled budget in 2007 when you arrive here in 2009. And I think that the close scrutiny of this committee on this agency and the need to eliminate this backlog is something that somehow in the budget record ought to be carried over, so that the committee in 2009, assuming that some of us aren't here for whatever reason, would be on the alert, and there would be that continuity or at least it would be memorialized someplace that someone on the committee needed to ask the question. And I would like to respectfully request that the LFO staff indicate that this was an issue area that prolonged this budget, making it through the system, and that it's one of intense interest and one that should be of intense scrutiny to the next General Government Ways and Means Subcommittee. And with your indulgence, if the staff could include that in the budget report, it would be a very clear flag to the next General Gov Subcommittee looking at this budget that there had been issues, and
you,
with
son.
The expectation they'd be resolved.
Thank you, Senator. I think staff is writing as you're speaking, and I believe such will be the case as best they can.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Or did I have?
Mr. Chair, I would move package 102 per LFO recommendation.
Senator Bates moves package 102 per the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation. Is there further discussion? Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Tim.
Chair Jensen, members of the committee, LFO recommends amending Senate Bill 5501 to reflect a change in limitation from the GRB of $1,642,874 other funds to the legislative recommended $1,992,874 other funds. This represents a 21.3% increase from the governor's recommended budget.
I assume
we're going to do this with another spreadsheet.
My electronic copy here that says House Bill something or another on.
Yeah, that's my mistake. It's a Senate Bill 5501.
Okay, I thought that
it's
was
Senate
one we called
5501.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'd move for a lawful recommendation, Senate Bill 5501, as amended, for deleting line 6 at $1,640,874 and inserting line
$1,992,874. Senator Bates moves LFO recommendation for amending Senate Bill 5501 per LFO recommendation from 1.642874 other funds to $1,992,874 other funds, an increase of 21.3%. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Performance measures.
LFO also recommends you approve a motion to adopt the attached performance measures, and the performance measures are in the account, Board of Accountancy binder.
Mr. Chair, is there any opportunity to incorporate the timeline that was presented in the material that was at our desk into the performance measures? Or could that be done in the budget narrative? This appears to be this expedited process to deal with the backlog. And maybe that's inappropriate, but I think having this timeline memorialized, and maybe our staff can indicate, would this timeline be memorialized anywhere?
Chair Jensen, Senator Johnson, yes, it would. And I would like to take a little time to work with the Board of Accountancy to develop a more meaningful performance measure specifically around the complaint backlog.
Well, Mr. Chair, as an indication of my great confidence in our LFO staff, I'd be willing to move forward with that kind of oblique performance measure.
Conceptual
performance measure, but I have great confidence in our LFO professional staff to make sure that it's reflective of the sentiment of the committee, which I think is to have a plan to deal with the backlog.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. I would like to have a little more right now in black and white on the performance measures, but I'm afraid that that may be a little out of what we're involved in, so I would trust staff and the agency to work on that, and we'll certainly be looking at that, I think, come February of 2008.
Mr. Chair, would you accept a motion to accept the performance measures as attached, with the understanding that in February of 2008, LFO will have prepared with the agency a timeline for dealing with the backlog of cases?
Senator Bates has moved that we accept the performance measures as they are currently written, with the understanding that in February of 2008, we will have performance measures dealing with the backlog. If I have captured the essence of that, Senator, we would. Is there any discussion then? Are there any objections? Sorry.
Chair Jensen, members of the committee, a 2% budget reduction requested by the co-chairs. Believe it or not, the Board of Accountancy is an expedited budget process, even though it's taken us a month and a half to get here. Since I'm recommending this.
Just shows what the co-chairs knew about expedited.
So just be thankful I'm expedited.
Be thankful it is? Okay, we so, are.
I'm not recommending any further cuts, since I'm recommending that we increase our budget anyway.
Okay.
I think that's not a motion that's not necessary on that, is it?
No.
Do we need any further motions on this?
Yes, LFO recommends that the Subcommittee on General Government move Senate Bill 5501 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
I'm on a roll. So moved. Mr. Chair, would you entertain a motion to move the bill to the floor, or to the Full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation?
Thank you, Senator Bates. I would entertain that motion. And it has been moved to accept the LFO recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Last item on the agenda, this is a Senate bill, which all of the fingers pointing at Representative Whitsitt, he's outnumbered 2-1 on this. Would you like to carry this, Senator?
Being the representative, I can't.
Senator Whitsitt.
Sure.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, it is tax day today. It's been moved 2 days because of a holiday and a Sunday. So
what an apropos day.
You've actually managed to land one on the right day here, and I appreciate that. We
did something right.
Very, very cosmic. Thank you very much.
Okay. Carl's the cemetery and mortuary board.
That's right there, too.
Oh, that's...
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Do I have any volunteers for the House side?
Look at Representative Edwards.
Representative Edwards is looking like he'd really love to carry this on the House side. So,
sure,
if you would, Representative Edwards and Senator Whitsitt will carry on the Full Ways and Means and on the Senate floor. Thank you all very much.
Yes,
thank you to the agency. We appreciate your working with LFO, and we look forward to getting all of this underway. Yeah. Thank you again. We're adjourned.